Brent Hollander back with you here on WBAL News Radio 1090. And it's only Thursday, but you look back at one of the big sports stories locally this week. It has to be what happened a few nights ago at Towson University, and that was a big upset in the world of college lacrosse on Tuesday night. And that's the Towson Tigers taking down number 5, Johns Hopkins. Joining us right now, the head lacrosse coach at Towson, Sean Natalin. Coach, congratulations.
Thanks, Brett. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. Where does that one rank for you personally in your coaching career?
Personally, it's a big one. It's the biggest one that, I guess second biggest at Towson in my time. CAA championships in 2013 was a great one, but being able to get that one we haven't had since 1996 for the Towson faithful is always a great thing, and hopefully we get to continue a little bit more of that in the years ahead.
Is that a good harbinger of things to come? Is that a good piece of foreshadowing for you guys?
We hope it is. We'll see. That was our first game, and that's something that our team understands, and we've made sure as a coaching staff to continue to echo to them that a win on February 10th doesn't make the season, but it helps us gain some confidence, understand kind of what we're capable of. And we're excited about what we have and where we can go. But we got a tough schedule, and knowing that every opponent we face is going to bring a lot of challenges to us. So you got to be prepared.
Yeah, you do have a bunch of big games coming up in the very near future. But I have to imagine that win for your kids, it has to be after going out and practicing in 20-degree temperatures and doing odd times and grinding it out through the fall, that there's just this sense when you win a game like that against a school like that who plays in your backyard, that it's almost a sense of validation, I would think.
Yeah, you're right on there. It's it reaffirms the process. It reaffirms the work that they put in, and our guys have a great deal of work ethic. They do it with great energy and focus, and they're excited about their own personal development and challenging each other. That helps the team get better, and it's always nice to have those validated wins to kind of reaffirm that work that you put in and know that it's not going for nothing. And winning on Tuesday night was a good step forward with that.
We're talking to Sean Natalin, the head lacrosse coach at Towson University, fresh off of their big win against JHU. You win a very close game, 7-5, a low scoring game. Is that what we should expect from the Tigers this year, or is that kind of just the nature of the game?
Honestly, going into it, I thought it was going to be a little bit more of a barn burner with them putting up 16 goals in their first game against UMBC. We had put up 15 goals in, a piece and a couple of fall scrimmages that we had. And I think we got a pretty good offense this year. I was surprised, quite honestly. But I think it was a little bit of both teams missing quite a few opportunities. I think we had 5 shots in our first possession, ended up scoring on the 6th shot. But, 1-for-6 shooting isn't a great percentage. And I think overall for the game, we're shooting at about 20%. So both teams definitely missed some opportunities. I think we had a little bit more of the bulk of better possession and better opportunities that we missed out on. But we need to clean that up. And if we do, I think we can, definitely put up some nice double-digit games.
You have the Loyola Greyhounds coming up on the 18th. So you're off this Saturday, off back-to-back Saturdays here. But you get Loyola at home. That's going to be a tough one. The Greyhounds play in a couple of days home against Penn State. I know you have a close eye on that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And that's, Loyola's a different beast. And then last year they took us to the woodshed, with a beatdown at their place, 20-4. So that's definitely in our guys' minds. But understand that we're a different team this year. But, they bring a lot more up-tempo game. With them, they like to get up and down the field and push and transition. We got to have guys healthy. We got to have guys ready to defend all over the field as well as capitalize in our opportunities. Because if they make a save or get the ball off the ground, it's going up and out the other way quickly.
This is your third year now at Towson, coach?
Fourth year
at Towson as the head coach. And you were a longtime assistant. What have you learned different in this seat compared to being the assistant or top guy on the sidelines?
A lot more people want a lot more of your time as a head coach. Yeah, and it's interesting. I was a defensive coordinator for, you know, for a long time at Princeton and at Towson as an assistant, and you had to worry about the defense. You had to worry about recruiting and whatever kind of roles you had. But as a head coach, you gotta balance everything and make sure everything's running the way you want it. So, you know, I'm paying attention to the offense more and paying attention to special teams more, and also the recruiting and alumni and, you know, what our guys are doing in the classroom and all these different things. So it's fun, you know, really, you know, gives you a well-rounded scope of, you know, a high caliber Division I program is all about, and, you know, what it takes to manage it, and having great people alongside with you. And I have great assistant coaches on staff, and Dan Cacci and Anthony Gallardi and Neil Hutchinson, that really allow my job to be, you know, be able to be run a little bit more smooth.
Well, I think it could be an interesting season at Towson for men's lacrosse. They are 1-0 after upsetting JHU on Tuesday, 7-5. They are home on the 18th of February, again against Loyola. Then you guys go away for a while, not back until March 14th at home against Hobart. So, Coach, best of luck this year, and we'll hopefully catch up again soon.
Great. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
That is Sean Nadlin, the head lacrosse coach at Towson University. Coming up, you thought this scandal at the Little League ranks was a first? Oh, you're wrong. We'll prove it to you next.